Jeremy Bradley here, once again joining you live from Panama. Merry Christmas, everybody. You can see those highlights at panama.jbonair.com. And remember, all of the incredible pictures and videos are taken by the BlackBerry Key 2. So if you do want to have some top quality imagery, definitely check out the BlackBerry Key 2. Now, I am here at Bio Museo with De Janeiro. Did I get it?
Yep, okay. That's right.
That's the Canadian way of saying it. We are at this, it's the Bio Museum is how we would say it in English. Mm-hmm. And when I saw it from across the water yesterday, I said, what is this building? And so if you could just give us a brief description as to what we're about to see when we go through the museum.
Yeah. Okay, well, so the Bio Museo is a architectural structure designed by Frank Gehry. Mm-hmm. So he's very well known for his extravagant designs. And he tried to make this building very Panamanian. And in Panama, as I hope you have been seeing and experiencing, is very colorful. Mm-hmm. And it's colorful by its culture. People here are very happy and joyful, and it's colorful in its biodiversity, and it's colorful in its streets, everything. It's mm-hmm. just full of life. So that's basically what you're seeing here, is a Frank Gehry structure with tons of life and color.
Now inside then, yeah. So we see lots of animals, lots of nature, mm-hmm. and so there's several different exhibits. And when we first come in, 10 screens basically kind of introduce you to Panama, really.
Yeah. So basically the story that we tell here is the importance of Panama in the world and how its rise from the ocean changed the world as we know it today. So once you come in, we start telling you about, hey, what's biodiversity? What's this bunch of trees and animals that we all keep talking about? And then we take you into this room with 10 screens, and there's 2 screens on the ceiling, on the floor, and
all around
front,
you.
On the sides, and it's basically a journey through Panama's ecosystems. So you're traveling in a 6-minute video through all the ecosystems in the Caribbean, in the jungle, in the Pacific Ocean, and you go up the top of the trees and you go down underneath the water and see huge whale sharks and everything that you might see in the real life, you see it on their screens.
Well, and I do see some really big animals here that could eat me, I know that. And I did a selfie in front of a bunch of them. Tell us about that exhibit.
Okay, so that exhibit basically tells the story of Panama as a bridge that connected 2 continents. So 10 million years ago, Panama didn't exist as as an isthmus. It existed as a couple of islands in the middle of the ocean. And North America and South America were 2 continents separated by an ocean. So Panama came up and joined these 2 continents and became a bridge. And once this happened, this big movement of animals started happening. So we had these huge animals moving from the north to the south and huge animals moving from the south to the north, meeting here in Panama for the first time ever. So we have about 100 species of animals. They are sculptures. They are not. We don't have a giant sloth walking
around.
But
we have a real one that just landed beside us here. There's a bird.
We do have a bird. We do have birds in the biodiversity park, which is a green area out around the building. It's our living gallery. And we have birds and over 200 species of butterflies and plants from all of the Americas.
And cats.
And we have cats also. We have a couple of cats that live around here, and they come and hang out because it's so beautiful and quiet, and they love it here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we can spend the afternoon. Like I said, which body of water are we seeing right here?
Well, this is the Pacific Ocean. Panama City was the first settlement in the Pacific Ocean when the Spanish came. Mm-hmm. So this is the Pacific, and this is the Pacific entrance of the canal that we are actually seeing here. So, well, maybe if we're lucky, in a couple of minutes, we might see a big boat go by while we enjoy our coffee.
Do you know what? Is that in the next segment, we're going to be at the Panama Canal.
Oh, that's
so
great.
So we'll just take you there. Okay. Where can people get more information about the museum?
Okay, well, we have everything you need to know in our webpage, which is biomuseo.org. Uh-huh. Or you can go into our social networks, which is just Biomuseo in Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. And we're very active on our social networks, so if you have any questions or comments or anything, we're right there. And we speak English and Spanish, and we might have a couple of guides that might help us with the French. So you guys we're here to answer any questions or comments you guys have.
Yeah, and we'll put a link on our website again. So our site from all of the Panama coverage is panama.jbonair.com. This is a good place to come for a Christmas party, I think.
It is. It is. We've had a couple of really nice Christmas parties with the whole Biomuseo team, and it's great.
Okay, I'm coming this year. That's an invitation.
Okay. Right. We'll have you here.
All right. Well, thank you so much, and let's just go enjoy some nature, shall we?
Awesome. Thank you.
Thanks so much. Let's get back to the music now here on the show.